And good morning. Welcome to the morning show here on 88.5 KRFY. I'm today's host, Chris Bessler, and we have a great show for you today. I bet we're going to be telling you some things you have not yet heard about. We're going to be speaking with three folks about some of the frankly exciting new career technical education opportunities that are going to be offered in the Lake Pendre School District this year. And more specifically, we're going to be talking about a new culinary arts program that the Panhandle Alliance for Education and Lighthouse Foods are teaming up to raise a whopping $1 million for. And we have with us to talk about that Amy Longenecker. She's the executive director of the Panhandle Alliance for Education. Amy, thank you for being here.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
We have with us Kelly Pryor. He's the president and CEO of Lighthouse Foods.
Good morning.
And we have with us Casey McLaughlin. He's the Lake Pendre School District Assistant Superintendent. Casey, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Chris. Good to see you.
And I guess to get this conversation started, I'll say that when most people hear the term culinary arts, they think about cooking, but the culinary arts program we're going to be talking about today is about a lot more than cooking. It's about career pathways for young people. It's about workforce development for our local companies. It's private entrepreneurship and big community investment, as we're going to be talking about a bit more here. And why don't we kick off with Amy? And Amy, tell us a little bit about the Panhandle Alliance for Education, and then give us some more specifics on this $1 million fundraising campaign that Panhandle Alliance for Education and Lighthouse are undertaking.
Chris, I love to talk about PAFE, Panhandle Alliance for Education. We are a nonprofit here in the community, and we started 24 years ago to promote community support for public education, specifically for the Lake Pendre School District. And we do that in a number of ways. Three buckets, if you will, our early childhood literacy programs, our Born to Read, where every newborn, hopefully, in the community gets a little gift bag with books and their first library card and some information about us when they're born. And then our Ready for Kindergarten workshops for parents and grandparents for kiddos ages 0 to 5, where we just teach individuals how to play with a purpose. And so those kids are ready when they get to kindergarten to sit and to listen and to learn. And then I'm going to say it's my favorite, the Ready to Read program, where every first grader in the district gets a stuffed puppy at the beginning of the school year. And that's their non-judgmental reading buddy for the year. And the more they practice, the more books they read, the more prizes they can earn. And it is a super impactful program that first grade teachers tell us that if the funding goes away, they're going to dig in their purses or back pockets and figure out how to make it happen. And then our second bucket is our annual teacher grants. This year we're giving out $150,000 to teachers that want to do those extra projects in the classrooms that really enhance the educational experience for the students. So we're happy to continue that program. And then our third, and where this kind of the culinary arts fits in, is our district-wide strategic initiatives. Every year we meet with LPOSD admin team to best understand the gaps in the budget, what they really need, but they just don't have the funding for. And we try to understand how those projects or those needs fit within our mission. And that's how the culinary arts program came about. It was probably about a year ago. They brought this up as part of their CTEC campus, that this was a top requested elective by the students and, you know, just a need that needed to be filled and a very expensive one. And they put the price tag out there, and it's just, it was beyond what PAFE could do alone. And so I'm happy to pass it over to you guys to tell us more.
Okay. Well, I guess, Kelly, why don't you jump in on that? Because probably the cornerstone donation for this fundraising campaign is coming from Lighthouse Foods. And that's $500,000 committed over a period of 5 years.
Yeah, so we made the decision with the school district about 6 months ago to support this program. And you're right, we've pledged $500,000 over the next 5 years. And that's in the form of a matching pledge. So what we'd like to do is have the community step forward with $500,000. And then Lighthouse will match that. So essentially doubling the value of those contributions.
Mm. And the first big donor, of course, is the Panhandle Alliance for Education, is coming in with $250,000. So you're getting half your match committed to, but we're still looking to the rest of the community to help raise that other $250,000.
I would just like to say that Lighthouse is an example, a great example in our community of a business that understands when you invest in education, it's good for our community, it's good for business. If you have strong schools and a strong hospital or strong healthcare, you've got the foundation for a really solid community. And Lighthouse has always understood that and always been first to step forward. And anytime PAIF gets the opportunity to have our name next to Lighthouse, it's an honor. So, man, thank you. Thank you, Kelly.
I'll tell you what, let's circle over to Casey now. So the Lake Pondere School District is putting basically the finishing touches right now onto this new Career Technical Education Center at high school. It's a brand new building. It's going to house a whole bunch of new programs in it. So why don't you talk to us, and the grand opening for that is September 15th.
September 15th, 3:30 to 5:30. So we'd love to have anybody and everybody who wants to come and see the building. And we'll do a tour and we'll have students there and we'll talk about each program as we go through.
Okay, I'm not getting a good sound on your microphone for some reason, Casey. You might need to share with Kelly.
Come on over.
Sorry about that, folks.
Okay, so yes, it is 3:30 to 5:30 on September 15th, the grand opening. We'd love for everybody to come.
Okay, well, tell us, what is the CTE and why is this a big emphasis for the school district?
Well, CTE is Career Technical Education, and in our state in the last 5 years, it has become more and more of an emphasis, especially as students are indicating that they don't necessarily all want to go to college. One size doesn't fit all. And so students are also seeking to go into the trades. So for high schools such as ours, in Sandpoint High School, we are looking at supporting that and looking at supporting that with a lot of different pathways. So we offer trades, we offer career technical, things like network support, we offer nursing, we offer programs like welding and carpentry, and we are planning to bring in automotive. Actually, part of the new building is having automotive, a bay for automotive built in as well. So culinary arts was a big part of that project. And to say that even though it's not going to be housed in the brand new part of the building there, it'll be housed within Sandpoint High School and part of the CTE Center.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the idea with career technical education is that kids that aren't necessarily academically inclined have a nice career pathway?
I wouldn't say it's not academically inclined. It's students who are really more interested in going into the trades. Mm-hmm. So they might be very academically inclined, but really excited about welding, mm-hmm. or really excited about going into a career in carpentry. Things that students, we were not always offering traditionally about 15 years ago. We were offering some, few and far between, I would say. But now it's more of an emphasis within the state and certainly within our school district.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, Kelly, let's come back to you. Why does a food company decide that investing $500,000 in a high school culinary program, consider that to be good business?
Yeah, I think it really starts with our foundation. Lighthouse Foods has always been an organization that has a passion for supporting kids. And whether that's through their needs of hunger, shelter, safety, education, and the list goes on. We recognize that kids can't support themselves, and sometimes they need a little bit of help. And if we can make a difference, even a small difference, it can make a huge difference in the trajectory of their lives. So we decided to contribute to that program because it's really just a great match between what you heard. The kids have been requesting this program. It's the most requested program at the high school. It's also really tied into our roots, right? We started as a restaurant in Hope, and that's in the culinary arts field. And so we're taking it a little bit back to our roots and aligning kind of our long-term needs of supporting the kids with a program that really fits our background.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the culinary arts, it's bigger. It's this program's going to encompass the whole range of potential career paths, I assume. But these things are affected by, external business conditions. And right now, one thing that's happening is we've seen this big lettuce recall around the state. How does that affect a business like Lighthouse?
Yeah, it's actually affecting us in a significant way. You know, a lot of what we do supports the produce industry, whether that's on dressing, sauces. A lot of people don't know half of our business is made up of small packets and cups of dressing that go in to support the salad kit industry. And so that business right now is the demand is down somewhere between 50% and 80%, depending on each of our locations of our plants. So we're having to make some really difficult decisions to cut back some of our production across the country as the consumer confidence around fresh produce and lettuce has declined. We do recognize that confidence will rebuild, but it's going to take a little bit of time. And in the immediate sense, it's a little bit challenging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of a rough thing right now for Lighthouse. And of course, the company started here locally, as you mentioned, as a restaurant, actually, in Hope, I think. But it's bigger now. You have plants in other states as well.
Yeah, we operate here, obviously, in Sandpoint in the local community. We also have plants in Utah, Michigan, and Virginia. Hmm.
Yeah, and I imagine this business condition right now with the whole question about fresh produce is affecting all those places.
Yeah, certainly it impacts our plants in Utah and Michigan the most, where we produce the most of the components for the salad kits. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's get back into the program. And I don't know if this is a question for you, Casey, or you, Kelly, or Amy. But so what is a typical semester in the culinary arts program going to be like? What would the student be doing and learning?
Sure, I can take that. So it is starting off. So
okay, people, I hate to say it, that microphone, I thought it was back alive. Okay. It's not.
Okay, so we will start off. The program's set to actually open second semester, so in January. And the first run of that will be all culinary arts, what we call one. It'll be the intro level class. And that'll be really an introduction to foods and introduction. It's also hospitality. So we're also teaching hospitality. It's not just culinary arts. But that'll be the introduction class. And students from all desires, they could desire to go into actual food service and into the culinary arts, or they could desire just to learn how to cook. And so that first intro class will be just all about learning how to cook, how to use knives, what's food safety. They can actually earn a food handler license, a safe food handling license. So there are a lot of different pathways within that first. And so we're encouraging a lot of students. And that's where we've seen over one third of our students actually request that class already, which is really exciting. And that's, you know, we've got 1,100 students or right around 1,100 students in the high school. And we had over around 365 students request that class. So obviously that's really exciting. Now, as students progress in that class, it goes into a second, a third, and even a fourth level. And so they'll travel and learn all sorts of different things all the way to learning how to cater and how to actually serve and do some different things with businesses and serve different groups. And that'll be pretty exciting as we go.
Mm-hmm. Question occurs to me, because when I was in high school, oh so long ago, there was a home economics class, and I took it. It was one of like, right. In those days, it was, the guys didn't take very many of those kind of classes. But that's not actually a thing anymore, is it? Is there a home economics class in the high school?
There's not a specific home economics class. Not in the traditional sense, like you and I took when we were, you know, the quarter that I took of it in middle school and a little bit in high school. That is not necessarily a class, although I will say they are learning how to sew and different sewing skills in different classes, which is exciting because that was, I know, a big part of mine. But this is more focused on the culinary arts and then the hospitality piece as well. So the Culinary Arts Center at Sandpoint High School will not only have the back of the house or the kitchen environment, but it's also going to have a cafe within there. So students can really learn every aspect of what it means and even all the way to the ordering. So when they get into that second, third, even fourth level of culinary arts, it will be about learning how to order. How do you place the orders? How do you, you know, how do you manage that entire front and back of the house?
Yeah, customer service.
Yeah. Customer service mm-hmm. is going to be a big part of that.
Mm-hmm. And the restaurant that they're going to have, is that going to be just for the kids to use, or is the public going to come into that?
Well, we hope eventually that'll be open, mm-hmm. not necessarily during the school day for the public, mm-hmm. but it would be open for the catering services. And then at games and at different events, we would have services available for food mm-hmm. And an opportunity to go and utilize that cafe.
Mm-hmm. This is just totally off the cuff here, but I know the library is going to have a little cafe in their new expansion, and maybe there's a synergy that you could have with those guys.
We would love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Like I said, off the cuff.
Yeah.
If a student never works in a restaurant, Casey, what kind of skills would they take away from the program?
Well, like I said, they can earn their food handling license. Mm-hmm. They are going to learn how to cook, right? They're going to learn how to come in and understand the safe ways to really use a kitchen and to use all the aspects of the kitchen. Students, it's incredible to me because the majority of the students that I talk to will tell me, I just want to get in there and learn how to cook. I want to make macaroni and cheese. I want to learn how to make all these different things that I don't really know how to make. And I'm really excited about that. So they do not necessarily have this idea that they want to go and be a chef someday, or they want to work in a restaurant. However, they do have a desire to just learn all the skills that it takes to be in a kitchen.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. And cooking, often the people that have the passion for it leads to entrepreneurial businesses like, you know, food trucks or obviously
absolutely
restaurants. Yeah. Yeah. And we see that in our town. I mean, there's a kind of a proliferation of food trucks right now. And some of them blossom into like Joel's. Remember, it started as a food truck.
Right.
And it blossomed into a, you know, mainstay restaurant here in our town.
Well, that's one thing that we're really excited that our teacher, Jessica Lippi, who of course has a restauranteur past in Sandpoint with Ivano's, we're really excited because she has that kind of that inside knowledge of what it takes to run a restaurant in Sandpoint. And so she'll be passing that along to the students
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned they actually get a license or a certification out of the program.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Does that lead them into, if they want to go to North Idaho College, into a more advanced education on that?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So the students who are really interested in pursuing a career, whether it's in hospitality or it's in culinary arts, will have those opportunities. So as you progress through the 1, 2, 3, even the 4th level of culinary arts and hospitality, students will be able to earn different licenses, will be able to, you know, progressively get the understanding that they need to take that into a career or into college.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get Kelly back into the discussion here. So, you know, most of us know Lighthouse because we buy the dressings, but what kind of careers exist within a modern food company, which I imagine could be everything from, you know, food science and nutrition and microbiology to logistics and marketing and things like that. Is that whole scope of career paths exist within Lighthouse?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a full scale and range of offerings with over 1,100 employee owners that work in the company nationwide. But as it relates to the culinary arts program, I think the things that most are closely affiliated would be in the research and development department, where we do have trained chefs, we have R&D directors, managers, technicians, certainly a number of food scientists that are helping develop the formulas and the dressings, sauces that we create. We have commercialization specialists that help convert the process that happens in the R&D lab to the production floor and make sure that it's scalable to the operation. We also have a dairy operation, so we have cheesemakers and we have dairy operators that are making buttermilk. They're making the cheese, of course. They're making Greek yogurt. So everything to support the overall business of Lighthouse Foods.
Mm-hmm. So, Amy, let's bring you in on this one. How does a program like this strengthen the entire community?
Hmm.
Not just the students necessarily. Yeah.
I think that our school district does a really good job of listening and understanding the students' needs and the community needs. They have a theme, every student, every day. And to me, this just fits in with them, of the school district evolving and staying fresh. And so students want to go to school. They want to learn, and they want to contribute to their community. I know that Jess Lippe is talking about how this can translate into giving back to the community, you know, maybe cooking for those in need or whatever. And it teaches so much more than, you know, how to use a knife. And as far as PAFE, we love to invest in programs that further education for students. And that's anyway, maybe it's math, maybe it's a reading puppy, maybe it's let's understand what's available in these career technical education programs to maybe, you know, pick a career path. I do want to say that PAFE doesn't pick what programs the district does. These all come from, you know, the experts within the district. So I'm super proud of that, that support.
Providing their support.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Pan Alliance for Education over its history has provided how much support? Do you have a number on that?
I knew you were going to ask me. No, I don't. A lot.
Yeah, it's in the millions.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a standout nonprofit organization here for sure. Well, I want to mention for folks that have just tuned in, this is the KRFY Morning Show, and today we're talking with Amy Longenecker. She's the Executive Director of Pan Alliance for Education, Casey McLaughlin, the Lake Ponderay School District Assistant Superintendent, and Kelly Pryor, the President and CEO of Lighthouse Foods. And we're talking about the culinary arts program that Lighthouse and the Pan Alliance for Education have just announced. They're engaging in a big $1 million campaign to support the culinary arts here in Sandpoint. So part of, I know what the Pan Alliance tries to do is create career pathways that allow people, young people, to build successful lives without leaving our community. And tell me how this fits in with that particular goal.
I think absolutely it does. Like Casey mentioned, not every student wants to graduate and go to a four-year university. And so having those programs within the high school that they get to try out welding or they get to try out carpentry, nursing, whatever, they can better understand, do I want to, you know, go somewhere and come back with those skills from a trade school? It opens up so many doors. You know, Panhandle Alliance for Education listens to the educators, what the district's needs are. And so I appreciate that they're giving students all these opportunities. If you want to go to a four-year university, there's certainly the classes and the support for that to happen. Or if you want to understand maybe how to stay in the community, there are those pathways available as well.
Mm-hmm. And yeah.
And Chris, if I can add to that, this program really is in response to student-driven choice and what we're hearing from the community in terms of just community needs. And so when we've discussed and talked to business owners, they've asked us many times, can you train our students, especially in the restaurant industry, because we consistently hear that need, that there is a need for people to be able to come out and work in their industry. And so we are incredibly fortunate in our district to have partnerships with Lighthouse, with PAFE, with a lot of different community leaders that will support a program like this that then gives back into the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's kind of a sort of prediction question here, maybe suitable for Kelly, but what trends do you see shaping the food service industry over this next 10 years, say?
Well, I would say the food environment today is very dynamic. As you've probably read, impacted by nutrition, GLP-1s, the economy, the food purchasing habits by consumers are changing as probably rapidly as I've ever seen them in my 25 years in the food industry. And so consumers today are looking for more protein and more fiber in their diets. They're looking for cleaner ingredients, healthier product options. And so what I would see over the next 10 years is that continue to be amplified and us to be providing products that are closer to the way the European market has you know, decided to put regulations around food and the ingredients that are in the food.
Casey, I assume that the school district leans on expert opinion like that when they're designing a program. And as you mentioned, Jessica Lippi is going to be kind of leading this program.
Right.
Yeah. And obviously she comes from within the industry, long experience herself.
We do. We have a lot of discussions with community leaders. We also have discussions with Idaho Businesses for Education. And I sat in a meeting recently with a group of leaders throughout the state who have these discussions consistently and come back to us and share with public educators, this is what the state, this is what businesses, this is what people are looking for. We then, of course, we survey our students and ask them, what would you be interested in taking? Because even if the Idaho Businesses for Education bring something to us and say, this would be of interest to students, and students aren't interested in taking it, that would be really difficult for us to offer. Culinary arts fits the bill of meeting all those standards. And so with such high student interest and then such incredible community support, it really was a no-brainer for us to try and achieve this. Now, obviously, the price tag was very high, so that was hard for the school district, but incredible community sponsors, and we're excited about the program.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other details you guys would like to add to what we've been talking about?
I just want to say that this is a matching program, with Lighthouse stepping in first and then PAFE being the first match. And I just look forward to seeing what other businesses or partnerships step forward to support this program. It's going to be exciting.
Mm-hmm. How are you going to put the word out about that?
We will be putting out the word quite a bit in the next month or 2 months. We also, at our CTE grand opening, we will be putting that word out as well. I will personally be contacting some businesses, and if anyone is interested, please contact Lake Pendoret District Office, and you can ask for me, Casey McLaughlin. The number there is 208-263-2184, if you're interested in partnering with us. We would love that. We are looking for community support. And
yeah, get you capture some of that Lighthouse match money for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Our goal is to be able to get to the $500,000 match in entirety, so the whole program can be funded. So we encourage everybody to look to see if this would be a good partnership for them and reach out to the school district for that partnership.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's what we had to talk about today, folks. So the opening of the CTE Center, what's the actual formal term for it?
We call it Career Technical Education Center. So CTEC is really what we're calling it. And it is on that south end of Sandpoint High School and was built as a, it's an independent building, is connected to Sandpoint High School, but it is independent. And that's for a reason, so that students who don't attend Sandpoint High School can still come and attend, enter in a separate entrance, and be a part of the programs that we have there.
Mm-hmm. So that could be kids from other high schools?
Around? Absolutely.
Yeah.
So students have actually contacted us from Priest River, from Bonner's Ferry. We've got students who are homeschool students who have contacted us about residential carpentry, about our IT network classes, nursing, all sorts of programs. And so we are welcoming every student who wants to take part in that.
And in fact, I noticed in the story that was in the B recently, you're going to give it actually a different color scheme than the Sandpoint High Bulldog Red.
We are. And I am not exact. I've gotten some t-shirts. I'm not the one who's picking out those choices, but I've gotten some t-shirts. So I've got a pretty good idea what that scheme is going to be.
So, okay. Yeah. Okay, great. Let's throw out a couple of questions I did not give you guys in advance to look over. Since we're talking about food, tell us a favorite comfort food that you each have.
Oh, I always say it's squeaky cheese from Lighthouse. And I call it squeaky cheese, those cheese curds. Those are like the best things ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. We take them to the beach. We take them everywhere. But squeaky cheese.
Okay.
Well, since we're picking a Lighthouse food, I love the caramel that you put on apples. Can that be my favorite?
It can be, yeah.
I'll go a little more rogue since I'm working for Lighthouse Foods, but traditional pizza, it's diversified. You can go a lot of different ways, and it's portable. So.
All the food groups.
Okay, let's throw out one more of these. So what, I don't know how much you guys are going to know the answer to this question, but what do you think the most underrated ingredient is that cooks ought to pay attention to? Kelly might know because you deal with a lot of ingredients.
Yeah. Yeah, I would go actually simple. It can be perceived as unhealthy, but you have to have the right balance, and it's just salt.
So, oh yeah, that's sodium. Okay.
I'm going to say garlic.
Oh, garlic.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm kind of on board with that, and I don't hardly ever eat it. Yeah.
Is pesto a choice? Is that fair? Yeah.
Pesto has garlic in it.
Yeah, and I could put it in everything, too, I think. Though. I think I could have it on everything.
All right. Okay, well, Amy, Casey, and Kelly, thank you for being here. Any last shout outs you'd like to make?
It's just an honor for PAIF to, like I said earlier, to be in the same sentence as Lighthouse Foods, and for the community to partner for students and education. I can't think of any better work. So thanks for having us, Chris.
We are just excited for this program to get kickstarted. We've been talking about it for quite some time, and it's right around the corner now in January. And it's a great partnership with both PAIF and the Lake Pend'Oreille School District. But most importantly for us, it's about giving these students options and inspiring them for, you know, their future career paths and the things that they're going to learn that will set them up for success.
And I would just say we are the most fortunate school district. I really believe that in the state. I spent the last 3 days down at the Idaho School Administrators Conference, and there's nobody that has what we have in terms of community support. So huge shout out to Lighthouse, a huge shout out to PAIF, and all the community members and organizations that help us. We are incredibly fortunate.
And go eat your salads again.
It's safe, right? Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, all three of you, for being here. We're going to take a little musical break. I'll come back and tell a few more things going on around town. This is Count Basie and his orchestra, Lady Be Good.